America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Except for my kid being born. Oh, BT, did that really happen? I cannot believe what I saw last night. You could not script it any better. And people say that a lot. You couldn't script it. You can't make this stuff up. You literally could not write a more dramatic, more beautiful story for Pete Alonso and the New York Mets. It gives me goosebumps even now thinking about it. I cannot believe they did it again. And this time, finally, BT, Pete delivered!
Dude, this was insanity last night. I mean, and this is why we watch, and this is why we invest what we invest emotionally and certainly monetarily. Think about the flippant emotions from when Pete dropped the pop-up, and there's that Brewer fan that you can see behind, like, you know, really going deep and just almost... I felt so badly for Pete at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you're a pro, you make money, but that's like, I'm like, this guy must, he's done. He's shot, he's fried, it is over. I don't know how he possibly regenerates here, but baseball being the sport that it is, you can't hide. Mendoza didn't have it a five hole, bumped him up to the four spot, and after that pop-up, and after all the things that he has been through, and all the empty at-bats really for the last month or so, he hits an all-time shot, and the Metsville goes absolutely bonkers.
Insane. It was the greatest win that I have ever endured as a fan. I was thinking a lot about this last night as it happened. And, you know, we talked about it with the Lindor home run the other day and how great of a moment that was. This trumps it all. That was no doubt the biggest home run. And I've been at plenty of games, whether it's Todd Pratt or Benny Agbayani. We've referenced all the Mike Piazza moments that he's provided. There were none, at least in my lifetime, that compared to what Pete Alonso did last night. When you take everything into account, the circumstance of the game, Mets haven't gotten a hit basically all night long, down in the ninth inning, down in their final few outs, Lindor, tremendous at bat, obviously Nimmo, a big hit as well, setting the stage for a guy who we've been waiting for that exact thing all year long. Whether it's the game you and I were at recently, Friday night against the Phillies, bases loaded, crowd on their feet, willing, trying to will Pete to get a big hit. Obviously before that as well, but as we start to go down the stretch, whether it's against Atlanta, whether it's the other night in the first inning, anytime Pete has come up with guys on, and there have been a bunch of times that that has been the case, we've been waiting for this. And we did deep down have some hope because we've seen him do it before. We talked about this, you and I, yesterday. He's not, it's not like he never hit a big home run. This year, though, as the moments got bigger, Pete got smaller, and then there is no bigger moment. That's it. Met career on the line. Season on the line. Pete comes up needing, oh, it gives me goosebumps, comes up needing to do exactly what he did. He knew he got it at the moment. Oh, my God. That is just what we live for and dream about as sports fans. And I'm going to say something, BT. I could not be happier for Pete Alonso himself, because you're right. You started to feel bad because it just got so bad. You know he wanted it so bad. Mm-hmm. And he finally, and he said it in the postgame, finally was able to have his presence and his impact felt on this winning team.
And he did it against a stud. I mean, he is not an easy pitcher to hit. Yeah, I mean, I think too often when we do what we do, even though we try to incorporate sensitivity, and we try to, you know, understand that they're not robots, even though sometimes we treat them like robots. But they're big boys making big money, and sometimes, you know, feelings get pushed aside. It was impossible. I don't care if you're the most devout Yankee fan who hates the Mets, if you're the biggest Met fan in the world, if you're just a sports fan or a New York sport observer, how you couldn't feel absolutely awesome for Pete Alonso. He has comported himself the right way. You know, and listen, Ray Knight hits big home runs back in the day. Hey, he wasn't drafted by the Mets. Ray played for a couple teams. You know, Mike Piazza, all-time Met. He wasn't drafted by the Mets. Like, this one feels different because it is different. Because the story, the start, the journey, the conversations. Now you have the Philadelphia Phillies, man. You guys now... I mean, I'm so happy for you guys. I really am.
Think about this. If Mark Vientos or Brandon Nimmo or whoever hit that home run, right? Let's say the stage was set for Nimmo with two guys on and he hits that home run. It would have been incredible. It would have been huge.
Yep.
But the fact that Pete did it after all that he's gone through, all the talk down to what might have been, what could have been his last at bat, not only of the year, but for the New York Mets, that's been the big storyline all year long. That, like, this was finally it. All the chances that we thought, all right, come on, Pete, now he's going to do it. No, now he'll get going. Now he'll get going. All year long, every step of the way. This was it. There was no more tomorrow. There was no more next series or next at bat. That was it. He waited till the last minute and delivered the biggest hit, potentially, in franchise. Like, outside of winning the World Series in 69, which I wasn't born for, and 86, which I was 7 years old for, and obviously those are great moments, and people who lived through that, and even if you didn't live through that, you know how important those moments were. But in my lifetime, that is the biggest win and biggest moment that I've ever seen, when all things factor.
How'd you go to sleep after the game? Honestly, how do you guys sleep after that?
I didn't. I was so amped up. Even my wife, now I woke her up yelling and screaming.
Yeah, we
and
saw the video.
I usually don't do that anymore. Yeah. But, I mean, that's it. You were waiting for the... That's why we love sports. I mean, this is why all the pain that we endure as sports fans, moments like that last night, are what make it all worthwhile. All the aggravation, all the yelling and screaming, all the frustration, all the losing that you've endured for years and years and years. That moment is what makes things... sweet to be a sports fan. And I just got caught up in it, you know, going nuts. And my wife, stop, you're going to wake the baby up. I didn't care.
No,
I was yelling and
care.
Screaming.
Yeah.
This is, you don't understand what just happened here.
Uh-huh.
Good God, to have that release. So that's why, and that's for us as sports fans. Imagine for Pete himself.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, you have to think about the flow of the game before Pete's home run. It's not like it, not that it would have taken away from the moment, but if it was like a 5-4 game and there were other pockets of excitement, Met fans and Brewers fans sat there for 2 hours with not a single run crossing the plate. I mean, anytime, and they didn't have many base runners. Quintana was phenomenal.
Yep.
He was absolutely awesome. You know, obviously, Buto got touched up. Diaz didn't have a ton, and then Peterson comes out. We'll get to all these things here, but like anytime somebody's on base, And there's a pop-up, and you're like, oh, that's the third out, thank God. Oh, God, you know, there's a tapper back to the mound. All right, third out, thank God. Like, the ebb and flow of emotion was just amazing, man. And the Brewer fans were awesome, and then they were so deathly quiet. And I'll tell you, even more so than Pete's pop-up that he dropped, when they had the double steal, because you're sitting out there, at least what I'm saying, I'm like, all right, they're losing now. They just had a double steal. Diaz is just about shot. Doesn't even have his great stuff. I mean, he couldn't even find the strike zone. No throw on the double steal. It felt like the end. It felt like the end, and you're holding out hope. Come on. Get somebody on base. Beautiful at-bat there by Lindor. Yep. The check swing, clearly a check swing. Yep. Not even close, but that, I'll tell you, Williams is absolutely filthy. With that fastball and that changeup, to keep those hands back and to just push the baton down the road and get on base. Just insane. Just an absolutely awesome New York baseball night.
And you touched on what I think is the most important thing that came from yesterday. I mean, obviously, I know Pete and the results, but Pete was put in that spot by his manager.
Yeah.
And we debated yesterday, and obviously the frustrations get to a point where it's like, just get him out of the lineup. And that's not realistic. They were never going to do that. But I did think that, all right, maybe they may move him down the lineup. It never crossed my mind to move him up to the cleanup spot.
No, I said drop him to six.
Right. We were talking about drop him down, out, whatever.
Yeah.
But Mendoza, who showed belief in Pete, even just the other day, saying, like, I think he's got a big hit in him. This was the one, okay, this is the ultimate game. This is the last game. Here you go, big boy. You're a cleanup hitter. Go get the job done. So Mendoza, and Pete probably would have been a guy, and we talked about this, like, hey, what good would sending him, dropping him to seventh do? Like, how do you think that would work on his psyche? And Pete's a guy who maybe needed a little bit of a boost.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not going to be dropped down. I'm moving you up because I believe in you. And maybe that helped, and it certainly helped where he came up in the lineup, because if he wasn't hitting fourth, they wouldn't be up in that big spot. And he came up and delivered, so you got to give Mendoza credit as well. Just an incredible all-time moment. For the second time in a week, the New York Mets made history. Just an unbelievable happening last night with Alonso going deep.
Listen, the Mets historically haven't given you too many moments, but when they give you a moment, they don't mess around. Like, they give you a moment, whether it's the 86 series with the Astros or, of course, with the Red Sox. I mean, when they give you something, the Mets dial it up special, and last night was as special as it gets, man. Let's go. This is awesome.
BT and Sal on the Fan of Friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is in Bergen County. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I have a few things here. Big night in my household, John's household. Every TV was on. I was about to go to bed. I said to my kids, this reminds me of 1994 when me and my wife were laying in bed and the Rangers won, and how we made whoever made the call. And I said to my kids, I said, I'm going to lay down. Top of the ninth inning, I said, you know what? Hopefully it's like 94 all over again. We all met out in the living room after that home run. The greatest $200 million man. Not Mr. Number 20. Mr. $200 million man.
Yeah, well, there you go, Jonathan. Thank you for the call.
Oh, my God.
And we'll get to that and what this means for Pete moving forward. But, I mean, you could not draw it up. The one thing this team has done all year long, and again, they did it, they've been resilient. And just when you think it's over, just when their back is against the wall, not like almost back against the wall, that's it. This is the end.
Yep.
And Atlanta, same thing. This is it. This is the end of the game. And they come back and do it. Just when you expect it finally, when you resign, like, you'll have hope, you'll have belief all the way, and then it's like, all right, and maybe they just don't have enough or whatever. That's when this team kicks it into gear, and that's what they did last night. You could not draw it up any better.
No, you really couldn't. I mean, we've said it a million times, and the show's only 13 minutes old, because you almost already run out of things to say, because it was so improbable, and it was so unlikely, at least the way the season was going. Listen, you guys, I know that you're all just inhaling video after video, and Howie's call is amazing, and obviously all the things that you guys are doing today. When you get a chance, okay, make sure you find it from the Mets Verified account. You guys didn't even see this. I told you guys about this. You saw it. Hoff didn't see it. The Mets Verified account, when they get on the team charter last night after the game and they're coming back to get ready for Philly, they play Howie's call on the airplane, okay? And, you know, I'm you're probably like me. Like, I hate hearing my own voice. I can only imagine if I'm a play-by-play man. So he actually puts his hands over his ears. The whole plane's listening to his call. They got a jacked-up volume. And then he walks back and he gives Pete a big hug. It is awesome. Howie's call was money, and that moment was fantastic.
Larry is calling from Westchester. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how's it Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys
doing?
What's
up, buddy?
Good. What's up, Larry?
Listen, guy, I'm 67 years old, been a Mets fan for 60 years. That was the biggest home run in franchise history. I've seen it all. Never saw anything like that. As a matter of fact, that's probably one of the top three home runs of all time in the playoffs, right behind Joe Carter's walk-off and Bucky Dent's home run in 78. It was just a beautiful thing to see.
Well, they would say it was, Larry, and thank you for the call. They were saying, I forget the exact, I'm pretty sure it was that a home run has never been hit in the postseason that late in a game to... In a clinching game.
Correct.
To give a team the lead.
Correct. Like he's the first one in the history of baseball.
First one in the history of baseball to hit a home run to give his team the lead. And was it the seventh inning or later?
If it was the seventh, actually. I didn't see that part of the stat.
Anyway, whatever it was. But first one in the history of baseball.
Isn't that amazing?
To give his team the lead that late in the game in an elimination game.
Oof.
I mean, so when we watch it and say, oh my God, I've never seen anything like that before. Yeah, it hasn't happened. The only things that it reminded me of when I started to think about, okay, the greatest moments that I've seen as a sports fan. Now, I'm not a Yankee fan, but I did think of the Brocious home run in 2001 off Byung-Young Kim. Yep, obviously, Tino, Dobby same thing. Like, those home runs were out of nowhere, incredible, you know, those. And then the game that I thought about, and obviously it's a different sport and a different field, but the Allen Houston Game 5 jumper.
Oh, off the front rim, man.
Yeah, so that one was a great moment. This, I think, beats it for me. So as a sports fan, you know, growing up rooting for the teams that I rooted for, I don't think I've seen a more impactful moment than that and a better win than what Pete Alonso and the Mets did last night.
Sal, it's up there. And now think about this, and then this is probably more for a little later in the show, but just let this marinate because I know on some level you already started to do this. So part of the reason why, you know, Pete was in this ridiculous funk is he was in his own head.
Yeah.
And in baseball, you spiral out of control. You actually do worse the harder you try. And he was feeling it. He was wearing it. And he was awful. Well, guess what? That heaviness is gone. And I know you guys are still celebrating the Brewers here. But if you want to start, and you are, dreaming bigger now, you get a freed up, relaxed, locked in the zone Pete Alonso for the next couple of weeks of the baseball season. Who knows where this thing could go for the Mets, dude?
You feel like Pete is unlocked after last night. Bill is in Babylon. What's up, Bill?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
I'm still on a high from last night's game, man. I was at Citi Field for this watch party. What an incredible experience. I brought my son. The atmosphere when he hit that home run at Citi Field was intense.
I saw the video.
Well, it was unbelievable. It was probably one of the best sporting experiences I had, and the game wasn't even happening in front of us. We're all watching it on the big screen in center field.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable experience. It was crazy that the Mets couldn't get a hit besides Lindor through the first eight innings, but you know what? You got to believe that ninth inning comeback is probably going to be probably one of the best games in Mets history.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, and thank you for the call, Bill. This team, as you said before, BT, they haven't had many successful seasons or World Series trophies, but they've had some improbable, incredible runs, starting with 1969. Obviously, the way they won in 86 in Game 6, we know all about that. This is right up there. I know it didn't result in a World Series win, but as far as the improbable nature of what happened last night, you're frustrated, you're watching that game, you want something to get going offensively. They couldn't do it all damn night long. The two home runs by Buddha, the place is going nuts, you're feeling like it's over. Even though, you know, you still have hope and that maybe the top of the order give you one last chance, odds are, you know, you're in a rough spot. And to do it the way that they did it, oh my God, that is just what we live for as sports fans. An incredible moment. Historic. We're talking history here. And it is a privilege to be able to come on the airwaves and talk about it. Like, that's how huge that moment is. I love being able to talk about this and share this joy with everybody who experienced that last night.
How were you feeling when it was 0-0? Say fifth inning.
I felt good. Actually,
Good?
I'll tell you the truth. I bet and I don't do this.
A little real-time bet?
I did.
Ooh.
Seventh inning. Seventh inning, I was just like, I think they're going to win. And then naturally, the two home runs followed, like, not too long after that. And I was like, geez, here we go. But I did a little live bet there.
You did?
Yeah,
I did.
Because the odds were going up in favor of the Mets. Like, they started at minus 105 or something. Then I went up to, like, plus 110. I was like, you know what? they're not going to lose this game. Like, my gut was telling me that we're going to figure out a way. Because Milwaukee kept missing opportunities, too.
100%.
So once you see that from the home team, yeah, I think the Mets are going to win this game. So, yeah, I did a little live bet. So I was feeling pretty good until, of course.
Yeah, the home runs. And, yeah. Of course, Bauer coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, those two scrubs. On. Bauer, and Frederick's not a scrub necessarily.
No, he's not.
To have those bombs, it's like, that was a gut punch clearly right there.
It's amazing, too, because Lindor's his two hits he really had good swings all night. Nobody else looked even remotely, competent at the plate. So, and really, even the first play of the game, I mean, if not that it equated to a run anyway, because he was stranded, but, I mean, he hits the double, he's out by 5 feet at second base, so you hold on to the ball. I cannot believe. Well, I can. I mean, I say that I can't, but I can, but I can't, and I go back and forth. I don't know if I can or I can't. I still don't know. I still can't believe that he did what he did when he did it after what's transpired this entire season.
Right now, BT, New York sports is on fire.
It is absolutely ablaze, man. There's no doubt. Let's get back to these calls, but I want to get you guys a chance to get to the stadium. So here's what we'll do. When you hear this,
all rise. Here comes the judge.
All right, of course, that's the great John Sterling. When you guys hear that in the 12 o'clock hour, that's going to be your cue to call in. 10th caller, 866-540-WFAN. Patty, one more time there, but let everybody hear this once more.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
And don't worry, Yankee fans, we're going to have our time very soon as well. So that is your chance to score when you hear it again. A pair of tickets to see Aaron Judge and the Yankees game 2 of the ALDS on Monday, October 7th. And it's all brought to you by the Yankees and your station for Yankees Talk. Postseason tickets and every postseason game, WFAN. So here's the deal. I mean, tomorrow, Yankees 6:30, Mets at 4:08. Sal's doing a show on Sunday.
Yes.
We should let you guys know this. I'm doing a show tomorrow after Joe.
Okay, so you'll be on tomorrow. What time?
I'm going to jump on after Joe B. I'll be on from 1 to 3:30. You're jumping on Sunday at 2, did you say?
12.
12.
I'll be on at 12 p.m. And right up until Giants football, I think at 2:25.
Okay, so just a chance for us to really connect the dots here at the station with all the juice and all the energy, all the Yankees, all the Mets stuff, all the Jets stuff, all the Giants stuff.
Hoff is on tonight. Hoff is on tonight as well. The BT and Sal show working overtime. What time you start tonight, Hoff? Midnight tonight?
Midnight to 5.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, Hoff's got a long one. All right, so you get the week. Hoff officially gets the weekend started tonight, midnight to 5.
It does.
And BT tomorrow. I'll be on Sunday. We'll both be back together again on Monday. I just saw a tweet. I wanted to find it from Evan, who said that the last time the Mets played a postseason game the same day, last time the Mets and Yankees played a postseason game on the same day was 2006.
Wow.
Think of how long that is. And tomorrow we have that. Mets, Yanks, Mets at 4, Yanks at 6:30. Sign me up after that win last night.
Wow.
Does it get any better? Steve Cohen keeps saying, does it get any better? Yes, it does.
It could. Well, it could.
It does. It's getting better as it goes on. 888-808-1019. Nick is in Bethel, Connecticut. What's up, Nick?
Hey, bud.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. Couldn't be happier. It was a big Mets win last night. But, you know, Sal, I got to call you out. You know, you did send the tweet last night, you know, saying the Mets were done. They never had a chance.
I didn't say that.
Time to spend some money, get some real players. You didn't tweet that?
I didn't say the Mets were done. No, and by the way, number one, so what?
Bottom line, Mets don't have enough, never did. Little season, time to go get some real players.
Right, correct. Let me say it again. All right, I tweeted this before the game was over. Bottom line, Mets don't nearly have enough, never did. Fun little season, time to go spend some money and get some real players. What's your point?
What's your point? Who isn't good enough to get it done?
Do you want me to go over that? Today's not the day to do that, Nick. I don't understand why. But what's your point? In real time, watching that game.
My point is you tweet stupid stuff out all the
time. Nick, get lost. I'm not talking about this. It's not stupid stuff. It's in real time. I've never felt the Mets have had enough all year long. Guess what? Doesn't matter because they continue to win. All year long, nobody, including you, Nick. See, the difference is between me and others is I say stuff. So when I believe in the Mets and say they're good, people don't like it. When I say something critical, what I feel at the moment, people don't like it. Get off my ass. I'm tired of it. Today's not the day to be talking about that. Yeah, I tweeted it in the moment. I was ticked off. And I'm thinking to myself as I watch the Brewers, one after another, fireballer coming out of the bullpen, I'm like, they just don't have enough. And then you look at what the Mets have in the starting rotation. Their best pitcher goes 5 innings in a must-win, or not a must-win game, but a game that could have been an elimination game for the Mets with Manaea. They just don't have enough. Look at the lineup, whether it is whoever, Iglesias, Vientos, Alvarez, Nimmo, Winker, Alonso, just don't have enough. Nobody was hitting. And then they did it again. I'll give you a quote from Steve Cohen. Why don't you read what he said? Let me get this quote up here.
Oh, he's got to be feeling good.
I'm going to read
what Stevie say.
Well, this to me summed it up. Quote, Steve Cohen, how this keeps happening, I'll never know, but it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. That sums it up.
It does.
How they're doing it, I have no idea. We went over their roster the other day before the postseason. And by the way, if you don't like what I tweet, it's a very, very simple solution. Unfollow. But in the moment, BT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think the Mets were going to come back and win that game, and I was ticked off. That's... people don't understand that when you're on social media, that is not meant to age well.
Yes.
That's in real time. The emotions of real time. That's what it's for, a timeline. In that moment, I was ticked off that the Mets were down 2-0. I'm losing my bet. The Mets season's going to be over. I'm ticked off, and I'm thinking, you know what, bottom line, they just don't have enough.
I saw the tweets, yeah, Al, okay. And I'm saying to myself, that's pretty much what he's been saying all year. See, social media... I mean, that's why, in large part, it's a waste of time, because people either take it too seriously or they just hang on every word to me.
God.
But when like, I will tweet something like during a Jets game,
sure.
And I'll do this during the Yankees as well, and I'll tweet something, and I'll be bothered at, say, I don't know, 9:03 at night, and then something will transpire at 10:12 at night, and guess what? I feel entirely different.
Right.
It is what it is, and you weren't alone. Just look at the Mets starting lineup from last night, okay? So obviously Lindor, but look who's batting second, Vientos. Didn't make the team out of spring training. Look who of the five hole. Iglesias didn't make the team. Look who was behind him. Winker wasn't on the team. Taylor batting seventh. Are you kidding me? Anybody who says that this was expected I mean, this is the I don't know where the story goes from
Mets. Nobody does. Right.
That's the fun here. But this is the wildest, least predictable, wackiest sports story that I've seen in decades. Honestly, I mean that with any New York team. What the Mets have done so far this year is nothing short of insanity.
We likened it to what the Giants did the first time with Eli Manning going on that incredible run. The owner himself, the president themselves, Cohen and Stearns, they said playoffs. Nobody thought that this team was going to win 89 games
and do what they did.
And by the way, how they've done it, the way they beat Atlanta on Monday, the way that they won that game last night, like, that just doesn't happen. So, we got you. Like, yeah. Oh,
who cares?
I mean, geez, guys, you got to let it go. If you can't enjoy the moment now, what are you doing? What are you worried about what I'm tweeting for? Enjoy the moment. Good God. Felix is in Stanford. What's up, Felix?
BT, Sal, what's going on, man? What a night.
How are you, Felix?
Not bad. So let me tell you, man, I'm a flight attendant, and I was flying back yesterday into New York, into LaGuardia, as the game is playing. Of course, we're on an older plane, so satellite TV is out, and the Wi-Fi is barely working. So we're streaming it on my phone, and me and, like, five lunatic Met fans on the back of the plane, as Alonso hit his home run. As you could imagine, the pandemonium that it became in the back of that galley, which scared everybody on the plane because you hear people screaming on a plane. That's scary. But I was like, drinks on us. We were all drinking. And then, of course, the Wi-Fi cuts out when Peterson comes in to pitch, and it kicked back in, and my wife texted me, we won, and that's how we were celebrating.
That is unbelievable, Felix, and thank you for the call. Glad you had fun. I mean, everybody's caught up in this, BT. It's even the fringe now fans. Like, I was getting – my phone was blowing up during the game. From whatever, friends, family, like, I'm trying to watch the game and let me enjoy it. And left and right, oh, you watching, you see this, blah, 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 can't believe it. Like, guys, put down the phone.
I know.
And watch the game. Like, for us, it's a little different because this is what we do for
sure,
work.
Sure.
But like, everybody is caught up in this. It's not just the Met fans that have been watching all year long. Now, especially when you start to see stuff like that happen, now it's extending beyond where you're getting the fringe fan who maybe wasn't into it all year long. They're starting to come back into play. People on the plane, to Felix's point, they're going nuts even though you can't see it. This is the great time to be a sports fan. Like you said, we got the Mets right now. Yankees are going to join the party tomorrow.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, this is peak New York sports
right here. I'm sure you did. You see the video of Citi Field? I know one of the callers referenced that.
I thought it was very cool.
It was awesome. Now, I couldn't tell, and maybe somebody who was there, when you call us and we'll get back to these phones, tell us, or you can tweet us, whatever. It seemed like there was, what was that, the first base side?
Yes.
And that was it, though, right? I know nothing up top.
Yeah, it didn't look like up top. I don't know about any other field.
Like,
it was the third base side as well?
Are you serious?
No, it was the third base side.
No, it was first base side.
I thought it was first base, Hoff.
You know what? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it was first base side myself. I'm pretty sure. But either way, it doesn't matter. It didn't look like it was, 40,000 people. But the people that were there, it's such a cool event to go out to.
Are they going
to
keep doing this?
And for a good cause? I would assume that they would.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
I had there's video of them. Listen, there was so much, so many people there because it was third base side because I've seen clips from the side up against the big screen TV and stuff like that.
So first and third base?
It was first and third.
There you go. Good.
Okay. So that's probably a good 10,000 people. Yeah. 7,500 maybe. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the Mets are playing, unlike the Yanks, they're going Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah,
that's the schedule.
This is going to be sick. Mm-hmm. Luke is calling from Westchester. What's up, Luke?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's going on, Luke?
Great. Great day for radio. I just wanted to talk about, I've been tough on Pete, and I thought he was doing all right till about June. And then since June, it's been like he's got a different approach to the plate. Now, I can't remember. I was watching last night because I was bouncing around on the channels, but it was either SNY or MLB Baseball. They had like a green line in the middle of the plate. And you could see like Pete's approach to that pitcher because that pitcher's really good. I mean, I would take him as my closer any day of the week. I think he's really good.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, but he had an approach and, like, he had an attack that he had in his mind. I don't know if it went to the scouting report or what it was, but he was so much different in that approach at the plate than he's been, like I've seen in the last 3 months. I'm like, that's the guy that we all know. And I think that approach is the reason why that pitcher, the count went to 3-1. He had to throw that changeup breaking ball, and you could see it dipping, and he was right on it, and it went to the opposite field. So that was my big thing with Pete, was like, that approach, that's the approach he has to have at his at-bats, and I think he'll be successful.
Well, good call there. Thank you, Luke. And there's a reason why, you know, a lot of people say that the best way to get out of a funk is to go the other way. You know, like when Mike Piazza would go to right field or right center, generally that's when you're letting the ball get a little deeper in the zone. You're trusting your eyes. Your pitch recognition is very high. And that's when not just players like Pete, but that's when major league hitters start to have more success.
Yeah, and Keith Hernandez talked about that really all year long. But specifically, you know Pete when he's going well, when he's going the opposite field. I mean, that's what Pete, he had Piazza-like power to right field or right center field. Mike did that so well. And Pete, when he's hitting his home runs, he's doing that. You know, when he's going hot, he's doing that, going to right center field or right field. Last night, you could tell he was in that moment locked into that at bat. It was almost as if Pete said, bleep it. Like, this is it. There is no more tomorrow. This might be it. I know how big this spot is right now. He looked locked in. I know he's been saying that he feels good at the plate and it has the right approach and all that stuff, but it just felt different. And again, I know, because I'm with you, Met fans, like the same way that I felt that Friday night that we were at the game, BT, where I stood up, even though I've been ripping Pete all year long, I still believe that he could get it done because he's done it. This is why everybody kept saying, no, now's going to be the moment, or all it takes is one swing. This is why, because it took forever. It took till the last at bat, but you saw the one swing, how it could change everything. And I almost felt like Pete just knew there was no tomorrow. I'm going to go up there and just let loose and have a great at-bat. And he hammered one to right field. He got the job done.
Did you think it was gone right away?
Yeah.
You did. I had a pretty good feeling that it was gone as well.
I mean, we knew it was... You knew it was going to cause damage regardless.
Yes.
Like, was it... You could tell by the way Pete... First of all, you could tell by the way he squared up the ball and hammered it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And then the way that Pete looked out of the box,
yes,
gave hope. And then it quickly, like, it wasn't like Lindor, where when he first hit it the other day on, Monday, where
the center
it
field.
It looked like a fly ball, and then you saw the camera angle switch, and you saw the outfielders going back. This was pretty quick. This was, he hit it hard.
Yeah.
He looked excited out of the box. They switched quickly, and you saw the outfielder going back.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my mind. So much so that you were even like, oh, well, what'd you think of Peterson coming out for the ninth? And I was like, honestly, I don't even remember thinking anything.
Yeah.
I was just, I couldn't believe that Pete Alonso did it. He did it in that moment. Think about that. We've been talking about it all year long, about Pete and his future with the Mets. Is he going to have a moment? He's not getting it done. And that was it. It was drawn up perfectly. And he did it, which is why Howie's call was so great.
Howie's call is phenomenal. Imagine if he pops up to the catcher. Imagine today's show. I mean,
I know everybody was thinking the worst. I'll admit, although I did tweet that tweet or whatever that the caller brought up, like the negative, or not negative, just like, yeah, season's over, whatever, go get some real players. In that moment, I knew, knowing that Lindor was up, I'm like, all right, like I still, and we're only down 2 runs. Diaz did a good job keeping it at bay, which also give Mendoza credit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give up hope. And with Pete, I wasn't like, oh, well, he's going to strike out or grab
him.
I still had the mindset of, all right.
One more shot.
I tweeted out. All right, big boy.
Yeah.
Sack up.
Yeah, I saw it.
Like that, this is it. Let's go. Forget anything that's happened before. Yep. Go get it. Howie's call, you can hear the disbelief in his voice,
mm-hmm.
which is giving me goosebumps again, which makes it so special. The stage was set, and for him to deliver after all that's gone on, it was freaking believable. Not that nobody thought he was capable of doing that, but just that it actually happened. All the talk, all year long, right down to yesterday and everybody being fed up with Pete, even more so last, or 2 days ago, even more so last, yesterday we were fed up with Pete, and then even more so last night, dropping the pop-up, everybody was just like, ah. And he had his one last chance, and he delivered.
I love when, just on Howie for a second, love when broadcasters get a chance to, deliver something like this that you just know means so much to them. I mean, Howie has had some amazing calls. We've had Howie on, really the last couple of weeks. We'll have him on the rest of the postseason here. Susan on the Yankee side, it's been awesome. But the way, like, his path, and Gary Cohn as well, sitting in the upper deck. Like, I just think that the, boy, that is just, that's special. And Mike Breen doing with the Knicks, Michael Kay doing with the Yankees, you know, it's subjective. So I'm not saying that everybody loves all of these broadcasters, although Met fans love Howie. My point is, when you have one of our own in the booth, you know, calling that, it's there's no packaging. There's no, oh, let me enhance. This is somebody who 50, 60 years ago was like a little kid running around in heaven watching his heroes do their thing. And the call really popped through last night. As always, I think Howie's phenomenal.
Oh, God, it was tremendous. And I look forward to talking to him again. It was just a terrific call. What a freaking night. 888-808-1019. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Petey?
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, you really could not write a zero to hero script any better than what happened last night. I mean, I'm at the bar with my buddy, and where the strikeouts, the pop-ups, the misplaying, the foul ball, you know, that's a $40 million drop. That's a $50 million in 2 year, you know, pop out, especially in the first inning after Lindor doubled. What an incredible moment. But I really just want to come back to the heart and soul of this team, Francisco Lindor, to have the balls, the audacity to take that double play ball to second base himself and fire to first to end the game. What an incredible moment. I don't know if you guys saw the clip after the game of the Mets all getting ready to take their picture. Lindor's doing an interview, pops the headset off,
yeah,
and goes and fires the squad up. This man is, again, the heart and soul of this team. He gets everybody ready. And one more thing, John Boy did an incredible breakdown last night of Devin Williams tipping his pitches, the way his mitt was being held, the
yep,
way his hand was pressed to the mitt on the fastball versus the changeup. And you can see whoever that guy was that's talking to Alonso before his at-bat was 100% telling him, look for this. Look at what Devin Williams is doing with his mitt. Because all the Mets put together, except for Vientos, put together tremendous at-bats in that top of the ninth inning. And, you know, A-plus to whoever in the Mets scouting department identified that Devin Williams is one of the most dynamic closers in baseball, to identify that he might be tipping his pitches to set the Mets up for success in the ninth inning is just incredible.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I watched it this morning.
I didn't see it yet.
It's great. I mean, when Devin Williams is going deep into that mitt to get that extra grip for the changeup, obviously, okay, he's got to have the three fingers deep around the baseball. So if you imagine, if you're a righty and you're holding your glove in front of you, to go and get the baseball staring at you, if it's eye level, to get behind the baseball to get the changeup grip, you've got to go deeper. And it's subtle, but that was absolutely picked up by the Mets, and I have
at
no doubt
point,
that they knew what was coming.
At what point? Because I wouldn't think Lindor, who had a check swing,
to
draw a walk.
I don't know at what point, though,
it was
Sal,
a tough at bat. Like, I wasn't watching Lindor and be like, oh, he's on him. I looked at Lindor saying he's locked in right now, and he's doing whatever he can to get on base. But Lindor had a check swing to get on, and then Vientos looked feeble. So at what point, like, was it Nimmo? At that point, was it just Pete? At what point did they pick it up? Because I didn't look at that inning and say, well, they're on to him here. Something looks off, like they're just all over Williams. He looked as nasty as ever. It's just the Mets happen to have, you know, I mean, Lindor worked a great at-bat. Yeah, Vientos was awful, and Nimmo came up with a big clutch hit. I got to go back and watch it to see.
It is interesting, though. And he's filthy. And really, outside of that, like, there really wasn't a lot to talk about with the game. I mean, we mentioned Quintana. Iglesias had a great play at second. The double play to end earlier in the game. The double play with Lindor. And that does get kind of lost in translation. But that needs to be brought to the surface again, because that is not what you would teach a young shortstop. You would teach him to flip that ball to the second baseman.
Right.
But Lindor's like, I'm not messing around. Not with him running, because he was probably about a step and a half away, like, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of many baseball people, out of the range of flipping it. But he made an immediate decision and fired a P, got him by half a step, lights out.
Rob is in Wall Township. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Robbo.
OMFG, I have to say. And I want to make 2 points, because I think my wife and I used up all our energy last night, and I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning. But I wanted to make 2 points. One is the family vibes. Nimmo talked about it in the post-game, you know, in the locker room there with Gelbs. The family vibes, like when Lindor comes up and at the end of the game hugs Steve and then picks up Alex Cohen and spins her around. And then the whole time Nimmo's talking about Pete, like saying, like, this is the approach we got to do. And he was on the verge of tears. And it's really awesome to see. And then the second thing I want to say is I want to thank BT because since the Mets have gone on this run, BT has been like the most positive guy about this team on this station. And he's talked Sal off the ledge, which, you know, Sal represents a lot of us. So BT has talked a lot of us off the edge. So I want to personally thank BT because, you know, you've been real positive about the Mets. And I think it goes a long way as a Yankee fan. And, you know, good luck to your Yankees this
weekend.
Listen,
but you deserve it. You earned it. I mean, listen, the thing about – here's one thing. I don't care what Yankee fans think or what Yankee fans say. And I've already gotten a lot of this. I honestly could not care less. I wanted the Mets to win last night. I want to keep this going, and I want a chance at a Subway Series. I've told the story a million times. My dad was born in the 40s. He saw the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers World Series. He used to sneak into Ebbets Field. He used to go to Mets camp like he's a Mets fan. I like the pettiness, and I'm not saying the Yankee fans have to root for them. I'm not saying that. Yeah. But to almost put up this front, like if you're a Yankee fan, and I'll just talk to the Yankee fan for a moment. If you're a Yankee fan and you think that you have to like put up this front and root against the Mets, who are you fooling? Would you rather people in Milwaukee be happy or people in our city be happy? I don't know about you. I'd rather my family and my friends and my coworkers who are Met fans be happy. And then if we get to the World Series, we'll see what happens like we did in 2000. But I'm rooting for you guys. I don't understand, and I never will. I don't. I understand the Met negative Yankee energy for different reasons.
And because of jealousy.
I don't understand the Yankee negative energy toward the Mets. I just don't, and I never have.
I never got that either, but I could understand it now. Because if you're not a Mets fan, and you're watching a team that you look at, maybe the roster, or you think like, this team doesn't have it, and they continue to do it in dramatic fashion and are drawing attention, that can be annoying if it's not your team. So I understand to a certain extent, if you're a Yankee fan, you're annoyed by the vocal Met fan. You know, the Met fan now putting their chest out. That's what fandom is. We're all nut job, irrational, over the top, overreacting. I mean, that's what we do. Yes, in theory, a Yankee fan should never be worried about the Mets because they're the Yankees and you've won so much. Like, the Mets have been insignificant the majority of the time. The Met fan can be jealous of the Yankees' success, and that's why they hate the Yankees. They want what the Yankees have. But now that the Mets are having some success and fans are starting to get excited, it's like anything else. It's not even just Met Yankees. If the Jets go on a run, there's going to be more people trying to tear them down.
Yeah,
in life, more people have success, right? Build them up, tear them down. That's how it is. Build them up, tear them down. And then the Jets go up, you want to tear them down. Hey, Giants right now, nobody's really paying them attention. Giants start going on a run, people are going to be looking to tear them down. That's how it is.
Sal, you know, like you, and, you know, starting probably around the age of 5 or so, I remember going in the basement and hearing the opening score to This Week in Baseball, okay?
Yeah.
And pretending I was all of those players and running around and sliding and diving and throwing and hitting and then doing in the street, you know, my buddy Tommy, I was the Yankees, he was the Mets, you know, going through the whole lineup and then the whole spiel. To minimize and take away the joy that Met fans had last night and that seeps into today is nothing I have any interest in doing.
Yeah.
I love what happened last night.
Well, and also, like, we can't. So even though 20-year-old Sal hated the Yankees, I legit don't anymore. And it's good for business. I want to see, like you said, I want to see the Mets and Yankees. There's a part of me that initially wouldn't want a Subway Series. Now I do want that because I think it'd be a great series and I think the Mets have a legit chance to win. Like, would you want to endure that pain of losing to one another? No, it will sting. It's going to be bragging rights for a long time, but hey, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, so, just like the Soto stuff coming up in a few months.
Well, that's going to be huge as well.
I mean. That might make me hate you.
Yeah.
that is the
coming
one tipping
the King
point
Cohen
there,
stuff.
Oh, my God. The King Cohen music, the trumpets, the red carpet, Soto wear, the blue and orange. I lose my mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.